When Tamara Silverman showed up for a flight recently, her expectations were low.
When I go to the airport, I do not expect to take off on time, nor do I expect to arrive on time. And I always worry about my luggage.
Tamara Silverman was standing in a baggage claim terminal at Philadelphia International Airport. She'd just arrived from Pittsburgh.
We left when we were supposed to leave. We arrived when we were supposed to arrive. My last flight was horrible. We flew from Seattle to Phoenix, Arizona, and our flight was canceled when we got to Phoenix. They flew us to Washington, D.C. We stayed overnight in Washington, D.C. We were supposed to leave at 6 a.m. The flight left at 8:33, and we finally got back to Pittsburgh.
Passenger Tamara Silverman on her up-and-down experience with air travel, so to speak.
We're going to hear a lot from people at Philadelphia International Airport this week. Their stories are part of a new series of conversations about air travel today and how it has changed over time. And we're going to begin at the economy lot at the Philadelphia Airport. Planes are taking off on the other side of the fence. This lot, far from the terminal, is where a Morning Edition producer found Chuck and Janice Eldridge and their four kids. They had just parked the family car and boarded a noisy bus on the way to the airport.
Steve.
Yes, Mr. Eldridge. Can you just describe where you are and where you're going today?
Yeah, we are at the Southwest Terminal, and we are getting on a flight to West Palm Beach.
So what's it like flying with four kids these days?
Well, we've done it for 11 years, so it's the same. We just, everybody helps more now than they used to. It's good.
Your kids are how old?
17, 15... 14 and 11.
And for 11 years, you've been flying every summer?
Yeah, actually we do. We've lived all over the country, so we've flown a lot.
Well, how has air travel changed in all those years that you've been flying?
Obviously, in the past 5 years, significant. We're probably triple the time that we have to have ahead of time. Much longer lines than it used to be, and shoes off, everything out, so we just take more time and do it.
Do you remember the first time you ever got on an airplane?
Absolutely, I do. Probably like 83. My wife will probably remember the airline. I just went to see her, and it was, like, I can remember well, it was like $20.
Wow. Well, do you mind passing the phone over to Janice for a minute?
Not at all. Hold on 1 second. Do you want to take one of the kids first? She's on the screen right now.
Oh, sure.
Here's the 15-year-old, Weston.
Oh. Hello.
Hey, how are you? It's Steve Inske.
Good, how are you?
Your mom is on the screen right now getting a boarding pass, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've been flying all your life?
Yeah, I've been flying like 10 times, so.
So how are you going to be passing the time during the flight today?
I'll just listen to my iPod, and we're watching a movie on my brother's portable DVD player.
Well, now there are a couple of things that have changed about flight.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, now, is your mom, Janice Eldridge, done getting your boarding pass?
Here, Mom.
Hello?
Hi, Ms. Eldridge. It's Steve Inske.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing okay. Thanks for taking the time today. I'm sure it's a busy moment right there. You got your boarding pass in hand, I hope?
Yeah, we're just, one of our suitcases was a little overweight, so we had to do a little juggling, as always.
Oh, you mean you took some stuff out of one suitcase and stuffed it in another one?
Yep, that's, I guess, what happens when you got a bunch of kids going traveling, right?
Do you remember your first flight?
Yeah, I was very young.
How were things different then than now?
Well, obviously, you didn't have this high security, and it was just that, well, also the flights were a little more accommodating. You had meals and snacks and things, and now you have pretty much nothing. You know, it's kind of bare necessities right now.
Is it stressful for you to get the family ready to fly?
It is, because before you could almost run on the plane if you had to, but now if you're not here, you know, the certain time, they won't let you in, and you don't get seats together and this and that and the other thing. So a little more stressful, yeah.
Has anything gotten better about flying?
Well, obviously the security is better, and that's what's important nowadays. We didn't have to worry about that 30 years ago. But, you know, I wish that when you get somewhere that people could come and meet you, but they can't do that anymore, so that's a little different. But that's part of what we have to do, unfortunately, in our society now, so I guess that's better.
Well, Janice Eldridge, thanks very much to you and your family. It's been great talking with you. What's everybody doing right now, by the way?
They're watching me, laughing, making fun of me, so. But we're getting ready to go in the security line.
Okay, well, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Janice Eldridge with her husband Chuck and four children. Chuck Eldridge told us later that his family's flight to West Palm Beach, Florida, arrived about 30 minutes early. Our conversations about changes in air travel continue this week. We'll talk with the FAA about why some planes arrive on time and other planes don't.
We have a maintenance difficulty underway, and it involves the in-flight video entertainment system. The entire in-flight video entertainment system is inoperative. They've sent for a part to repair that. They told me 5 minutes ago, best case scenario is 45 minutes to get that repair made.
We'll talk to an airport screener who's been working since 9/11.
The traveling public is not grasping the idea of the liquids and gels and creams and aerosols, and it's just every other bag that comes through is a bag check. And it's not us slowing the process down, it's the traveling public that is slowing the security line.
And we'll hear what discount airlines have done to the Philadelphia airport.
In 2003, our total passengers were about 24.5 million. The following year, they jumped up to 28.5 million, and that was with Southwest only being here for half of the year.
What's changed in air travel from departure to arrival? All this week on Morning Edition. And you can see how delays have gone up this summer at npr.org.